From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Riot police in London are trying to control a large surging crowd of angry students demonstrating outside the British Parliament, where lawmakers are considering a measure that would triple the cost of university tuition and fees in that country. One of the demonstrators, Kashka Duff, told the BBC the changes would undermine higher education.
We're protesting here today to tell the government that we won't just accept their plans to essentially privatise education in this country by completely cutting the funding for teaching arts and humanities subjects.
But Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says the changes in the fee structure are essential.
Put simply, we cannot stick with the status quo. The university system we've got today is unsustainable, uncompetitive, and unfair.
Cameron says without income from higher fees, British universities will fall behind international educational standards. The Senate is set to vote shortly on legislation passed by the House called the DREAM Act, which creates a path to citizenship for foreign-born young people brought to the U.S. illegally who either serve in the military or go to college. But GOP Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas says the bill lacks public support.
The American people told Congress to change course, to put the American people first, to generate jobs and to strengthen the economy. Unfortunately, it seems that some Democrats have learned nothing and forgotten everything about what the American people want.
The bill needs 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster in the Senate. It failed to muster that level of support in September. There's also significant dissent in the Senate among Republicans, conservative Democrats, and some anti-war lawmakers over a massive spending bill to keep the federal government operating through next September. The House passed the measure last night by just a 6-vote margin. 17 additional billionaires have pledged to leave at least half of their wealth to charity. NPR's Pam Fussler reports it's part of a campaign by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett to get more rich Americans to think about sharing their wealth with others.
The new pledges come from such well-known billionaires as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, AOL founder Steve Case and his wife Jean, and investor Carl Icahn. In a written statement, the Cases said that, quote, "We share the view that those to whom much is given, much is expected." Zuckerberg said that many people wait until late in their careers to give back, adding, why wait when there's so much to be done? The new pledges bring to 57 the number of billionaires who have joined the Gates-Buffett campaign, which began earlier this year. Those making the pledges don't commit to where their money will go or when. Some donations won't be made until after the individual has died. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits have fallen to their second lowest level this year, dropping by nearly 4% last week. Jobless benefit claims have been falling steadily over the past 2 months. Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points. This is NPR News. In Iceland, the firm that handles donations to WikiLeaks says it will sue Visa and MasterCard over their refusal to process donations to the website, which has released tens of thousands of classified U.S. documents. The internet payment firm PayPal has also stopped handling donations to WikiLeaks. President Obama has signed legislation that will pay American Indian landowners and black farmers more than $4.5 billion. NPR's Alex Kellogg reports the money is compensation for claims of decades of government mistreatment.
The measure settles a lawsuit brought by thousands of black farmers who allege racial discrimination by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It also settles a separate legal action brought by 300,000 American Indians who say they were cheated out of land royalties for more than 100 years. As many as 66,000 black farmers will be eligible for more than $1 billion in settlement money. American Indians will benefit from a separate $3.4 billion settlement of their case. In that case, filed in 1996, American Indians claimed the government mismanaged funds gained for allowing grazing and mineral extraction on native land. The case was one of the largest class action suits ever filed. Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
Delegates at the UN Climate Conference in the Mexican resort of Cancun are still in search of compromises on an array of issues, including how much money industrialized nations should generate to help poorer countries cope with global warming. Figures being discussed range from $100 to $600 billion a year. With just 2 days left before the conference ends, the focus is on reaching agreements on secondary issues once it became clear there would again be no overarching deal to cut emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases linked to global warming. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support